First, colleges and universities have developed plans to return to campus this fall amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Many schools plan on resuming at least some classes in person while also having some instruction online. But large outbreaks of the virus early in the semester at two high-profile universities, Notre Dame and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, have schools reconsidering their plans. Our next guest joins us to talk about how schools are weighing both safety and financial considerations as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. Scott Jasek is editor of Inside Higher Ed. Scott, welcome back to Central Time.
Great to be here.
Before we dig into some particular cases here, Scott, I wouldn't want the job of a university administrator trying to navigate this. How complicated a situation is this for campuses around the country?
It's very complicated. They have everyone who, pretty much everyone, thinks they're doing the wrong thing, whatever they do. And they have incredible financial situation, and they have people's health and safety. So they may not be doing what you want or what an individual wants, but they've got a tough job.
Now, we've got these two high-profile cases. University of North Carolina opened and closed or went virtual. University of Notre Dame, mm-hmm. same thing. Michigan State saying we were going to go live, we're going virtual. How are other schools reacting to this now? Ones that, like here in Wisconsin, maybe weren't planning on opening in person for a week or two yet.
Well, like North Carolina State today just announced that they are going to be virtual, and they were in person for some classes. The problem, what's happening is at places that are bringing students back, most students are following the instructions, but some students are not. And they're having parties, and they are endangering themselves, and COVID spreads. And the universities are left with a situation of figuring out, how can I possibly defend keeping students on campus, endangering the faculty, and endangering the local community?
Apart from efforts to get kids not to party, what are some of the safety precautions, some of the most common safety precautions you've seen campuses take if they're trying to do in-person learning?
So if they're trying to do in-person learning, one is keeping the students separate from themselves. So a lot of campuses have gone to just single rooms and dorms or just double rooms and what used to be triples. They are requiring them to wear a face mask on campus, even when they are not in class. They are requiring social distancing. They are not having the dining halls open, but just distributing boxes of food. So if you're open, it's a very different experience.
For those going online and virtual, is there a sense that they maybe have things a little more ready to rock than, you know, when they had to turn on a dime in the spring?
In some cases, yes. The faculty who have been planning for this have had more time to plan, and you can do distance learning better when you plan for it. On the other hand, many faculty are once again just deciding at the last minute to switch, or the university is deciding to switch, so they don't have as much time.
Let's look at the financial side of things. How has COVID-19 hit the financial outlook of colleges and universities?
It's a disaster for them. They are losing money on both the things that they need to do to allow students to study, but also because some students aren't going. I just wrote about community colleges, for instance. Some community colleges have 30% fewer students than they'd expected. A community college or any college can't really afford to run like that.
I know some people, as you mentioned, nobody's going to be happy with all the decisions. Some have criticized, I see out there, campuses that tried to reopen, saying that's motivated primarily by financial considerations, that worry that if they go virtual, they're going to lose those out-of-state students who don't want to pay out-of-state to look at a screen all day.
Yeah.
Is that, I don't know, is that a fair criticism, do you think?
It's a common criticism. I'm not sure it's a fair criticism. Look, the colleges want to be open. They want, it's what they do, and it's what they do well. And so they wanted to see if they could be open. The large universities are the ones that are most likely to be changing right now. The smaller liberal arts colleges, in some ways, are just starting up, and it will be a real test to see if they can manage it in person.
Talking to Scott Jasek, editor of Inside Higher Ed, looking at the tough decisions facing campuses around the country to open in person during COVID-19, to reclose, as a couple big names have done already after outbreaks in the first week of classes. I want to look at a couple other stakeholders here. We hear a lot about instructors and students. There's a lot of staff at these faculties, the custodians, the people who work in student counseling, the cafeteria staff. Are they being factored into these decisions?
Well, it varies how much they are in these decisions. But for instance, custodians and the people who clean the campus, a lot more is being expected of them than before. It's not that campuses were filthy before, but there's a much higher concern for cleanliness. And so that's very important. Dining service workers, many of them are being laid off because of different ways to serve the students. And student affairs people have to learn how to serve students remotely. Some already know that, but a lot of campuses, this is brand new information.
And now more stakeholders, people live in college towns who don't have any direct relationship with the college or university. Are you seeing communities saying, hey, be careful before you turn my town into a new hotspot?
Yeah, well, the communities have really changed. Initially, they were like, come back, please come back. A lot of the restaurants and bars shut down or were closed at the height of the spring COVID closings. And they wanted to reopen. Now that it looks like they are reopening, a lot of them are saying, hey, wait, we don't want the COVID. On the other hand, the bars and restaurants are opening in college towns. I don't know what it's like in Madison, but they're really of multiple minds on this issue.
A common theme in COVID is that it tends to hurt older people more, people with pre-existing conditions. There's a sense that maybe college-age people aren't at risk. But we're seeing in the news today, a quarterback at Georgia State, freshman there, says, I'm out for the season, heart condition linked to surviving COVID-19. Yeah. Can you talk about how people are evaluating the health risks?
Well, I think it is not true that young people don't get COVID. The places that shut down have been shutting down because they've had massive outbreaks of COVID. Now, hopefully no one will die from those, but it is a very serious thing to have happen. And then you mentioned the older people. Well, guess what? The faculty is older, or some of them are in that age group, and they have to teach these students. So the policies are all over the place.
Do you see this all having a long-term impact on the future of campuses around the country?
Yeah. I mean, we've already seen some very small colleges close, and I suspect we will see some more close. Those are generally small private colleges or colleges that were already in some trouble. But depending on how long this goes on, this could have a major impact on higher education. Madison is not going to shut down because of this, but a lot of campuses are in danger by this.
So what shoes are you waiting to drop now, Scott, as the news is changing from day to day on campuses?
Yeah, it's really changing rapidly. The thing that I would like to see is, are there campuses that manage to open safely? And different kinds of campuses, large, small, whatever. Is there a way to do it right? And there's a lot of interest in that. Or is there just no way to do it right for a large campus or for a small campus?
Have any schools reopened and people are looking at them as success stories, even though we're still early in the fall term?
Way too early. I don't want to declare anyone a success.
So, Scott, as we wrap up just in our last minute here, what kind of questions are you hearing campus officials, looking to outside agencies, the federal government, others, trying to get answered as they make these decisions?
Well, they wish the federal government were more active. there's been very little federal guidance. But there has been a lot of state guidance, a lot of, you know, New York State, California issued guidance for what campuses need to do to reopen. And I imagine there's something in Wisconsin, too. They want clear instructions on what they can do. And colleges, you know, colleges are rule followers. If you give them instructions, they can do them. But the federal government has really given them very little.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Thank you.
Scott Jasek is the editor of Inside Higher Ed. He joined us today to talk about how college campuses are deciding whether or not to reopen for in-person instruction during the COVID-19 pandemic. We've seen two high-profile universities open in person and after a week switch to online after COVID-19 outbreaks. We want to hear from you. If you are preparing for the fall term here in Wisconsin or elsewhere, your faculty, staff, student, parent, maybe getting ready to send your kid to school or wondering if you're going to be sending your kid to school in person, we would love to hear from you what you're looking at, what you're experiencing and thinking. You can email us right now, ideas@wpr.org. Again, that's ideas@wpr.org, and share your story.